In what way have I sinned that I should be baptized by him, unless perhaps what I have just said is the sin of ignorance? Let it be so, for it is fitting that all things be fulfilled. My son, in all the prophets I was waiting for you, that you might come, and I might rest in you, for you are my rest, and you are my firstborn son who reigns forever. Today I have begotten you, you my son, I bear witness of my joy that this day you have descended from me. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. This son of mine is loved by me very much, and I am loving and delighting in him. Oh, how the glory of this child pleases me. Indeed, this is my beloved son in whom my spirit delights. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but shall live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahweh. Again, it is written, you shall not tempt Yahweh your God. Even likewise, my mother, the Holy Spirit, compelled me and carried me to the great Mount Tabor. Thus go away, adversary, for it is written, I will pray to Yahweh, the Lord God, and him only you shall worship. Turn in repentance. Breathe deeply. Turn around your lives, for the kingdom of the heavens, Kenipe, approaches and is near. Come follow me, and I will make you fish. The multitudinous, a school of fish was more like a heap of grain than a herd of sheep, for people. As I passed by the lake of Tiberias, previously the site of Rekath, that is the Sea of Galilee, circle, circuit, rolling, revolving, district, region, whirl, dazzle, roll oneself onto the Lord, commit oneself to God, heap, dung, idols, face turn, wheel. I chose out John. Yahweh has been undeservedly gracious, to give freely, supplicate, grant a favor, includes between people, but usually from God to people, to feel sympathy or compassion, a heartfelt response by someone who has had something to give in to one who has a need. And James, called Jimmy, Jacob, heel, supplanter, sons of, meaning practitioners of, building block, Zabdi, God's gift or gift to me, possibly from the Judaic sect, Boanerges, and Simon, Simeon, hearing, Peter, Kepha, stone, man, Petra, Zor, Zayar, bundle, parcel, to bind, pebble, to be, sharp, lean, subdued, burdened, calamitous, arrogant, stubborn, adversary, bleeding, vain, smelly tree. And Andrew, Andreas, be not afraid, member of the human race, husband, person who abducts men to make them slaves, courageous, manslayer, married, beloved, friend, pleaser of man as opposed to pleaser of God, kill, slay, manliness, even in woman, balls. Thaddeus, Judas, Judah, crash, roar, resonance, gentle or quiet, especially in speech, splendor, majesty, glory, honor, vigor, confess, praise, give thanks. Jewish language, to become a Jew, Jewish, he will or let him, God, be praised. Philip, he who leans on his military complex, contrary to the vice not to do so, he is not to acquire many horses for himself or have the people returned to Egypt to obtain more horses, inasmuch as Adonai told you never to go back that way again. Devarim 17:16. And Nathaniel, given to God, bestow, grant, permit, to place ring on a finger, woman by a man's side, God's spirit upon the servant, helmet on a head, person in prison, son of, practitioner of, Ptolemy, warlike, battle, conflict. Thomas, twin, dubbed Doubting Thomas, but was only obeying orders. Quote, take heed that no man lead you astray, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am he, the Messiah, I am Christ, and shall deceive and lead you astray. So this is the Antichrist. Simon, to hear, forgive, and help, observant, listening, paying attention to. The Canaanite, scribe, possible author of the Q manuscript. Zealot, jealous one, as in God's jealousy toward our attention if it's on anything other than God. James, Jacob, heel, supplant, protuberant, hoofs of horses, a man's buttocks, rear of a troop, footprint, overreacher, son of, practitioner of, Alpheus, Clopas, to change, exchange, or renew, zigzag, practice made perfect, river. Judas, Judah, acknowledge sin, God's character and works, and man's character, to cast or throw by hand, love, thank, praise God. Iscariot, Sicari, city slicker, obeyed scripture and instructions in betrayal. Meeting, man, sick, friendly, social, fire, wife. And you, Matthew, to give, grant, permit, bestow, set, as a ring on a finger or God's spirit on a servant, make, as children into rulers, gift, for a marriage, reward, talent, the gift of one's hand, skills, gift of Yah, the Lord. Sitting at the tax office. I called you, and all followed me. You, therefore, I want to be the 12 apostles. Send, create wealth, heavenly treasure, heal, walk on water. For a testimony, addition, repetition, continuance, with warn to Israel, wrestle with God and mankind and win. Blessed, kneel to, lightning, thunderbolt, to endue with power for success, are the humble. To throw down, or humble oneself, have leprosy, be ambiguous, in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of the heavens. Blessed, lightning, sparkling emerald briars, are those who wait, mention, maintenance, patience under circumstances, persist, persevere, expect God to help, heal, and fix, stay put, settle down, remain under, follow, keep going, for they shall be comforted. Blessed, kneel to, joy, which is serene and untouchable and completely independent of all the chances and the changes of life, are the meek, humble, gentle, aware of their dependence on and need for God, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed, Barak, lightning, glittering of weapons, sparkling of a gem, emerald, kneel at a pool or pond for a drink, liberation, or unrestrictedness. Are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, soft, gentle, compassionate, affectionate, to love deeply, womb, vulture, loving toward their young. For mercy shall be done to them. Blessed are those who are the innocent of heart, more deceitful than anything else, seed of intelligence and determination, soul, nepesh, mind, circumcisable by Yahweh, for they shall see God. Blessed, knee, freedom brought about by truth, are those who pursue shalom, peace, wholeness, completeness, unbrokenness, harmony, a unification that preserves the identity and qualities of the unified elements, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are they that have been persecuted for righteousness' sake, for the kingdom of heaven, Shamayim, place of destruction, making oneself a name, place or situation we are designed to work towards and intuitively desire to go, Uranos, rain, dew, urine, anything that flushes, cleanses, and allows growth, belongs to them. Blessed are you when men shall falsely reproach you and persecute you, and falsely say all manner of evil against you for my sake. Rejoice and be jubilant and exalted, for very great is your reward in heaven, for they likewise persecuted the prophets. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has been neutralized in regard to its taste, how shall it be salted? It is then good for nothing, but to be thrown outside and trampled under the feet of men. You are the light of the world. You cannot hide a city situated on a hill. Neither do men light a lamp and put it in a hidden place where it cannot shine, but they put it on the lampstand, and it shines on all that are in the house. Even so, let your light shine before every man, that they may see your good works to honor your Father who is in heaven. Be patient, merciful, harmless, quiet, and good, trembling continually at the words that you have heard. Do not think that I came to annul or weaken the law or the prophets. I came not to abolish, but to satisfactorily perform it. For indeed I tell you, until the heavens, Uranos, to urinate, rain, anything that flushes, cleanses, and allows growth, Shamayim, under ultimate cleansed earth, and earth pass away, not one letter, dot, or mark shall be abolished from the law or the prophets, because all things will be fulfilled. Whoever therefore shall annul or weaken one word of these least commandments, and shall teach the children of men so, shall be called the least man and smallest person by those in the kingdom of the heavens. But whoever shall do and teach them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of the heavens. For I tell you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the sages and Pharisees, you shall not in any way enter into the kingdom of the heavens, Shemayim, a place or situation that people are designed to properly work towards and intuitively desired to go. You have heard it was said to them who lived long ago, you shall not murder, and whoever murder is guilty of a judgment of death. But I say to you, that everyone who has caused sorrow to the spirit of his brother, angers his companions, shall be in danger of the judgment. He who calls his brother a good for nothing shall be guilty of judgment before the council of the congregation, and whoever shall say, you mad fool, shall be in danger of the fires of Gehenna. If, therefore, you are presenting your sacrificial offering for atonement at the altar, and there you remember that you have an argument with a friend, and he is complaining about you because of this matter, leave there your sacrificial offering before the altar and go first to atone to your brother to appease him, and then come and give your sacrificial offerings as gifts for atonement. See that you hasten to atone to your enemy and adversary while you are still walking with him on the way, or he will deliver you to the judge, and the judge will deliver you to his servant, and you are thrown into prison. Indeed, I tell you, you shall by no means come out from there until the last piece of money is given. But you have heard that it was said to those of long ago, you shall not commit adultery. But I tell you that everyone that sees a married woman or a woman and covets her has committed adultery with her already in his heart. And if your right eye seduces you, pluck it out and throw it from yourself, for it is better for you that one of your members should perish than your whole body be thrown into Gehenna, the valley of slaughter, where Hinnom sacrificed his son in fire to the false god Molech, which means king. And if your right hand seduces you, cut it off and cast it from yourself, for it is better for you to lose one of your limbs than to lose your whole body in Gehenna, the valley of slaughter, the valley of the son of Hinnom. It was said also to those of long ago, whoever shall leave his wife and divorces her is to give her a certificate of divorce. But I tell you not only that everyone that leaves his wife is to give her a divorce certificate, but also he who fails to do so commits adultery, and he who takes her commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to them of long ago, you shall not take an oath by my name falsely, but shall perform your oath to Yahweh. However, I tell you, do not swear at all falsely or in vain, neither by the heavens, for it is the throne of God, nor by the earth, for it is the footstool of his feet, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of God in the heavens. Neither shall you swear by your head, for you have no power to whiten one hair or to turn it black again. But if you want to be believed, your words should be yes, yes, no, no, and whatever is more than these is of evil. You shall not be double-minded or double-tongued, for the double tongue is a snare of death. Your word shall not be false or empty, but fulfilled by action. You have heard that it was said in the law to the magistrates, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you as individuals, do not repay evil for evil, but whoever strikes you on your right cheek, turn to him the left, and you shall thus be perfect. And if any man opposes you in judgment and takes away your coat, give him also your shirt. And whoever shall compel you to go 1,000 steps, go with him 2,000. Give to him that asks to borrow from you, and from him that wishes to borrow of you, do not hold back. Do not be found holding out your hands to receive, but instead draw your hands inward to give. Do not be found holding out your hands to receive, but instead draw your hands inward to give, for it is more blessed to give than receive. And if a man takes away something of yours, do not ask for it back. For the Father desires that gifts be given to all from his riches. Blessed is he who gives according to the commandments, for he is blameless. But watch out, you who receive, for if anyone receives having need, he is blameless. But whoever did not have need shall give an account why he received it, and for what purpose, and coming into distress, he shall be strictly examined concerning his needs, and he will not come out from that until he shall have paid back the last penny. But concerning this it has been said, let your gifts to the poor stay in your hand long enough for you to learn to whom to give. You have heard that it was said to those of long ago, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and do good to the one who hates you, and pray for them that persecute you and oppress you and spitefully use you. Bless them that curse you, and pray for your enemies and fast for them that persecute you. For the one who is far away today, tomorrow will be near you. Be kind and merciful as your Father is kind and merciful. In this way you may become sons of your Father who is in the heavens, for he makes his sun to shine on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. For what thanks do you deserve if you love them that love you? Do not even other men do the same? But love them that hate you, and you shall not have an enemy. For if you love them that love you, what reward have you? Do not even the transgressors do the same? And if you ask after the peace, shalom, of only your brothers, what do you exceed over what others do? You never should be joyful except when you behold your brothers with love and charity. You shall not hate any man, but some you shall reprove, and for others you shall pray, and others you shall love more than your life. Be perfect, even as your Father who is in the heavens is perfect. You shall never forsake the commandments of the Lord, but shall keep those things which you have received, neither adding to them nor taking away from them. Beware that you do not give your gifts to the poor before men, that they might see and praise you. If you do, you have no reward with your Father who is in the heavens. When therefore you give gifts to the poor, do not desire to make a proclamation or sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the marketplace and in the streets, that men may see them. Indeed, I tell you, they have already received their reward. But when you give gifts to the poor, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your gifts to the poor may be in secret, and your Father, the one who sees hidden things, shall repay you openly and in public. And when you pray, do not raise your voice, and do not be like the sad hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and in the corners of the courtyards, and they pray with haughty speech that men might hear and praise them. Indeed, I tell you, they have already received their reward. But you, when you pray, go to your couch and close your doors upon you, and pray to your Father in secret, and your Father, the one who sees in secret, shall reward you. When praying, do not use many words as the heretics do, for they think that they shall be heard for their multitude of words. Do not be like them. Don't you see that your Father who is in the heavens knows your words and what you need before you open your mouth? And so you shall pray, Our Father, may your name be holy and sanctified. May your kingdom be blessed and attain its proper time. May your will be done as in the heavens, so be it on earth. Give us this day our bread for tomorrow, and forgive us the debt of our sins as we forgive the debt of those who sin against us. And do not lead us into the hands of a test, but keep us free from all evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. For if you forgive men their sins, your Father in the heavens will also forgive your sins. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your sins. Moreover, when you fast, do not act as the hypocrites who make themselves appear sad and who disfigure their faces to show their fastings before men. Indeed, I tell you, they have already received their reward. But you, when you fast, wash your head and your face, that you do not appear to men to fast, but only to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who is in secret shall reward you openly. Don't keep heaping up treasures on earth so that they decay and the grub devour it, and where thieves dig in through and steal. But make yourselves treasures in the heavens, where neither the worm nor grub devours, and where thieves do not dig through and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The lamp of the body is your eyes. If therefore your eyes look straight ahead, then your body shall not be in the dark, but shall be full of light. But if your eye grows dim, your whole body shall become dark. And if the light that is in you becomes darkness, all your ways will be dark. No man can serve two lords, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will honor and stay close to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. Except you fast to the world, you shall in no wise find the kingdom of God. If you do not observe the Sabbath as Sabbath, you will not see the Father. Therefore I say to you, do not be anxious for your souls in what you shall eat or what you shall drink, or for your bodies in what you shall wear. The soul is more precious than food, and the body more than clothing. See the birds of the heavens? They do not sow seed, neither do they reap, nor do they gather into barns. It is your exalted Father of the heavens who feeds them. Aren't you more precious than they? And which of you, by Being anxious can add 20 inches to your height. If this is the case, why are you anxious concerning your clothing? Consider the lilies of the Sharon field, how they grow, yet they do not labor or weave, neither do they spin. Of a truth, I tell you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God clothes the straw which is in the standing grain fresh today, and tomorrow it is dried up and thrown into the oven, so much the more he give you your clothing, O you of little faith. Thus, if you have one garment, what do you lack? Who can add years to your life by worrying about such things? God himself will provide you with clothing. If God so thinks of you, do not therefore be anxious to say, what shall we eat or what shall we drink? If God so thinks of you, do not therefore be anxious to say, what shall we eat or what shall we drink? Because all these things bodies require. For your Father who is in the heavens knows that you have need of all these things. But pray first on behalf of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be given to you. So if you ask for the great things, God will add to you the little things. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow. Tomorrow will be anxious about itself. The trouble of today is enough to care about. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged, and with what measure you use to judge, it shall be used again to measure you. And why do you see the splinter that is in your brother's eye, but do not see the beam that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your fellow man, permit me to take out the splinter in your eye, when there is a beam in your own eyes? Hypocrite! First take the beam out of your own eyes, and then you shall see clearly to remove the splinter from your brother's eye. From your fellow man's eye. Give not that which is holy, flesh, to the dogs, neither cast your pearls before the swine, otherwise they will chew them, and the dogs turn and tear at you. Ask from God, and it shall be given you. Keep seeking, and you shall find. Keep knocking, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that keeps asking shall receive, and he that keeps seeking will find, and to him that calls it shall be opened. He who seeks shall not cease until he finds, and finding he shall marvel, and having marveled he shall reach the kingdom, and having reached the kingdom he shall rest. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks him for a piece of bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you who are evil therefore know how to seek to give good gifts among yourselves, how much more shall your Father who is in the heavens give good requests and his good spirit to them that seek him? All things therefore whatever you would that men should do for you, do to them. For this is the law and the words of the prophets. Thus, as you prove yourself kind, so you will experience kindness. Enter in by the narrow gate, for wide and deep is the gate of destruction, and many are they that are going through it. For narrow is the gate, and strict is the way, that leads straight to life, and few are they who find it. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inside they are as full of deceit as ravening wolves. By their fruits you shall recognize them. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of briars? Even so, every good tree produces good fruit, but every bad tree produces evil fruit. A good tree cannot produce evil fruit, neither can a bad tree produce good fruit. Every tree that does not produce good fruit is cast into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of the heavens, but he that does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter with me into the kingdom of the heavens. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, did we not eat and drink in your name, and prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and do many signs and wonders in your name? And then I will profess to them, I do not know you, depart from me, all you that work iniquity. And the Master said, if you be with me, gathered in my bosom, and do not the will of the Father who is in the heavens, and you do not keep my commandments, I shall cast you away out of my bosom, and say to you, depart from me, I know not where you come from, you workers of wickedness. For if you keep not the lesser mysteries, who shall give you the greater? Everyone therefore that hears these words of mine, and does them, is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and did not fall, for it was founded upon the rock. And everyone that hears these words of mine, and does not do them, is like a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and the house fell, and great was its fall. I wish that you are made clean. Strive vigorously not to tell any man, but go, show yourself to the priests, and offer as a testimony the gift as Yahweh commanded Moses in your law. Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the Galileans, because they have suffered such things? Not at all, for I tell you that unless you are repenting, you will all likewise perish. Or those of the 18 on whom the lookout tower of Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that these were more debtors than all the other people dwelling in Jerusalem? Not at all, for I tell you that unless you are repenting, you will all likewise perish. I will come and heal him. Indeed, I tell you, I have not found such a faith in Israel. And I tell you that many shall come from the east and the west, and shall rest with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of the heavens. But sons of the kingdom shall be cast outside into the outer darkness of Gehenna, the valley of slaughter, valley of the son of Hinnom. There shall be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth. Go your way, as you have believed, it shall be done to you. It will be done to you. The foxes have holes, and the birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no floor where to lay his head. Follow me, and leave the dead to bury their dead. Why are you fearful, O you of little faith? Come out from there, evil host, go. My son, have confidence. It is by the faith of Yahweh that your sins have been forgiven. Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, arise and walk, but to inform you that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins? Arise and take up your bed and walk. There is no need of a physician to heal the healthy, but only to heal them that are sick. But go and learn that which is written, I desire loving kindness and not sacrifice, for I came not to convert the righteous, but to convert sinners to repentance. Can the friends of the bridegroom weep and fast as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then they will fast. And no man wastes a piece of new cloth upon an old garment, for the force of the piece stretches the worn-out garment, and a worse tear is made than before. Neither do men put new wine into old wineskins, for if they do, the skins burst, and the wine is spilled, and the skins are ruined. But they put new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved. Have confidence, my daughter, may you have a long life through Yahweh. Blessed be He. Your faith has made you whole, and thus your healing is because of your faith. Go outside, for the girl is not dead, but she is sleeping. Young girl, arise. Do you believe that I am able to do this? According to your faith, it will be done to you, and thus your faith will heal you. Be careful lest the matter be made known. The standing grain indeed is plentiful, but the reapers are few. Pray the Lord of the standing grain sends many reapers to harvest his grain. Do not go into any of the Gentiles, and do not enter into any city of the Samaritans, but go rather to those sheep who strayed from the family of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, turn, turn, the kingdom of the heavens is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, and cast out demons. Do not take wages. Freely you received, freely give. For you received for nothing, and for nothing you shall give. Possess neither gold nor silver nor money in your money belts. Neither pack for your journey a change of clothes, nor shoes, nor staff in your hand, for the workman is worthy to receive enough for his food. And into whatever city or region you shall enter, ask who is good and honorable among them, and there live until you leave. And as you enter into the house, give them a shalom, a salutation of peace, saying, shalom to this house, shalom to all who dwell in it. If the house is honorable, it will return to you your peace, that is, your shalom. But any man who will not welcome you, nor listen to the sound of your words, go out from that house or city, and shake off even the dust of your feet. Indeed, I tell you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in that day of doom and judgment than for that city. I send you out as sheep among wolves. Be therefore wiser than serpents and as harmless as doves. But beware of men, they will deliver you up in their courts and scourge you with whips in their houses of assembly. and you shall be led before governors and kings. You will be able to bear witness on my behalf for a testimony to them and to the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you will say. In that hour, the answer you need shall come to you. For it is not you who speaks, but the Holy Spirit of my Father that speaks through you. And brother shall deliver up brother to death, and the father his child, and the sons shall rise up against their fathers, and cause them to be put to death. And you shall become a derision and a fright to all the nations for my name's sake. But he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. As often as you fall, rise up, and you will be saved. But when they persecute you in one city, flee to another. Indeed, I tell you, you shall not have yourselves gone through the cities of Israel before the Son of Man comes. A disciple is not greater than his teacher, nor is a servant greater than his master. It is enough that for the disciple that he should be like his teacher, and the servant to be like his master. If they have called the owner of the house Beelzebub, that is, the Lord of tricks, how much more will they do so to the children of his household? Therefore, do not fear them, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. What I tell you in the darkness, declare it in the light, and what you hear in the ear, proclaim it in the rooftops. Proclaim it upon the rooftops. And do not be afraid of them who kill the body, but have no power to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to cause to be perished both soul and body in Gehenna, the valley of slaughter, valley of the son of Hinnom. Are not two sparrows sold for the smallest coin? And not one of them shall fall to the ground without the will of your Father who is in the heavens. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Therefore do not fear, you men are more valuable than many sparrows. Everyone therefore who shall confess me in the sight of men, I will also confess him before my Father who is in the heavens. But whoever shall deny me in the sight of men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heavens. I have come to cast divisions upon the earth, to separate mankind, the son from his father and the daughter from her mother. Among the enemies shall be loved ones. For there will be five in a house, there will be three against two and two against three, father against son and son against father, and they will stand alone. He that loves his father or mother more than me, or whoever loves his son or daughter more than me, is not worthy of me. I am not suitable for him. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow me, the same is not worthy of me. He that loves his life shall lose it, and he that loses his life, loses it for my sake, shall find it. He who hears me, hears him who sent me. He that receives you, receives me, and he that receives me, receives the one that sent me. He that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a reward of a prophet, and he that receives a righteous one in the name of a righteous one shall receive the reward of a righteous one. And whoever shall give a single cup of cold water to drink to one of my little disciples in the name of my disciple, amen, I tell you, he shall in no way lose his reward. Go and tell John the things which you hear and see. The blind, they see, and the lame, they walk. The lepers, they are cleansed, and the deaf, they hear. And the dead, they are now the living. And the poor, they are acquitted and made happy. And happy and blessed, knee freedom, brought about by truth, is the one who has no doubt about me. Joshua, God saves, cry for help. Conceived out of wedlock, former stonemason, meets all the needs, heals, mastered death, promotes all people to be self-governing, gender-inclusive kings and heirs. What did you go into the desert to see? A reed? Create a nest, redemption of slaves. A bruised reed will not be broken. Cattle, sell, spear, goad. Long stick with pointed end used to guide livestock, pulling a plow or a cart, to make straight, cane, sad poem, shaken in the wind. But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in noble garments? Now John himself had clothes of camel's hair, and he wore a black leather belt girdle about his waist. That they wear noble garments? They that wear noble garments are in kings' houses. But why did you go out to see him? To see a prophet? In religion, a prophet is an individual regarded as being in contact with a divine being and said to speak on that entity's behalf. Yes, I tell you, and much more than a prophet, relates to fish as angels relates to birds. This is he of whom it is written, I send my messenger. Malachi, angel, bird, relates to angel as fish relates to prophet. Refiner's fire, launderer's soap, purifier of silver and gold. Elijah, Elias, military liberator. Who shall make the way clear before me. Truly I tell you, among them that are born of women, There has not arisen a greater one than John, Yahweh, Hashem, the name, Adonai, my Lord, to become, to be, I am, has been undeservedly gracious. Grant a favor, includes between man, but usually from God to man, the Baptist. And from the days of John, grant a favor, mostly of God to man, freely, gratis, in vain, or without a purpose, to decline or encamp. The Baptist, until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence and has been oppressed, and forceful, senseless persons plunder it, tearing it apart. For the prophets and the law spoke concerning John. Yahweh has been undeservedly gracious. To feel sympathy or compassion, a heartfelt response by someone who has something to give to one who has a need. Favor, freely, gratis, to decline or encamp, the Lord graciously gave. And if you wish to receive it, he is Elijah, Elohim, the one and the many, is Adonai, my Lord, Elias, the eagerly awaited military liberator, who people at this time thought would save them from the Romans. God, Lord, strength of the Lord, Son, that is to come. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. But to what shall I compare this generation? It is like lads sitting in the marketplaces who call to their companions and say, We sang to you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not weep. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, He has a demon. To divide, selfish attitude, uncommon cognition, the disbelief that all things are interconnected, to burn brightly, learn a skill, a false certainty, belief in misinformation, which thrives on fear. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, A gluttonous man and a drinker of wine, a friend of affluent sinners. So fools judge the wise, those who think they know how to do things, those who agree on how to do things. But wisdom is proven correct by her children. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! Enclosure, place of fishing, ship's hull, the ephod, priestly garments, harness. For if the mighty works had been done in Tyre and Sidon, Sodom, which were done in you, they would have repented from evil long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre, rock, neck, subdued, or heavenly burdened, visited by calamity, stubborn, arrogant, necklace, to confine or secure, shut in or besiege, entrenchment, stronghold, incite conflict, and Sodom in the day of judgment for you, than for you. And you, Capernaum, village, to atone or purge with the objective of rightful freedom, cost of a life or ransom, to cover with pitch, as in only Noah's ark, the seat of the atonement, or cover of the ark of the covenant, shall you be exalted to heaven? From there you shall go down. For if the mighty works had been done in Sodom, which were done in you, perhaps Sodom would have remained until this day, unto Sheol, grave, pit, in death, beg, asked for, as Israel asked for a king and got soul, a place of rest after a life of trial. You will be brought down. But I tell you that it shall be easier for the land of Sodom to burn ankle shackles, demon, a hole in one's logic, untruth, mountain, plowed field, pasture land, moisten, pour out, female animal breast, deal violently with, destroyed by wolf, in the day of judgment than for you. I thank you, Father, one who gives in to wishes. Be praised, my Father, creator of heaven and earth, that you did hide these things from the wise, who know how to do things, agree on how to do things, and prudent, and revealed them to the lightly esteemed, humble young children. Truly, this was because it was upright before you, my Father, gives in to a wish. Yes, O Father, the one who decides, leader of a town, person in authority, ancestor, willingness to do something under obligation or upon request, fresh green, for so was your will before you. All things of my Father, the one who decides, granting a wish, being able to see a difference, discern between, a man's house is not simply in a building but his wife and kids, willingness, inclination to do something under obligation or upon request, have been delivered to me. I will choose for myself the most worthy. The most worthy are those whom my Father, the one who decides, granter of wishes, consent, or approach, accept to a reproach, refreshness or fresh green, barley, lord of a village, an ancestor, position of authority, in the heavens has given me. And no one knows a son to build as in a house except a father, the one who decides. Neither does any know a father, gives into a wish, to do something under obligation or upon request, except a son, perceive, and he to whomever a son wants to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and enduring labor, and I will help you bear your yoke, to maltreat, deed, upward, thoughts, healing, dew, smoke, vegetation, rise, water, course, stair, to ascend, high, leafage, sky chamber, rising before the blow, burnt offering, to a destination. Take my yoke, a child, as your yoke, to act like a child, gleaning or going over something a second time, wantonness, and learn from me, and you shall find rest for your souls. Know that I am downcast in heart and driven to break up the soil as cattle does for planting of seed. For my yoke goes around your neck, helps the pair work together, also crucible or furnace, overbearing power of kings, bondage or sin, up or upon, to give suck or to feed an infant. Young boy, deviate, unjust one, is gentle and soft, and my burden is easy to bear. Have you not read what David, beloved, uncle, aunt, gently swing, dandle, fondle, love bringer, pot or jar, anger, heat, arousal, ripple or breast, nipple or breast, lead slowly, wandering soul, drifting, to love, cast a lot, praise, caress, did when he was hungry, and they that were with him? How he entered into the house of God, Elohim, plural, the one and the many, and ate from the showbread of the presence, that is holy bread, which is not to be eaten except by the priests alone? Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath, rest, cessation, oath, week, that the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath, backsliding gem on an ephod, priestly garment, and yet are without sin? But I tell you that the temple is greater than this cornfield. So what is lawful in the temple is lawful in this cornfield. But if you had known what this means, I desire mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the innocent. For the Son of Man is master even of the Sabbath. Retirement, restoration, cessation, backsliding, answer, rest, seat, sojourner, setting free captives of sin, a gem on an ephod, priestly garment. What man among you, if his sheep falls into a pit in the Sabbath, retirement, restoration, cessation, backsliding, answer, rest, seat, staying, sojourner, setting captives of sin free, gem on an ephod, priestly garment, day, would not grab it and lift it out? So much the more is a man better than such a sheep. Thus it is permissible and necessary to do good during the Sabbath. Day, stretch out your hand. Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall fall. And if the accuser casts out the accuser, he is divided against himself. How then shall his kingdom stand? And if I cast out demons, whole in one's reasoning, untruth, by Beelzebub, lord of the flies, who belongs to your sons, then why don't your sons cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I by the Spirit, the wind overabundant, all-surrounding dove, all over the placey, Jonah, to oppress, to vex, to do wrong, of God, to invoke, Elohim, plural, the one and the many, cast out demons, holes in one's reasoning, untruth, then truly is the end of his kingdom come. Or how can one enter into the house of a strong man and rob his goods except he binds him first, and then he will rob his house? He that is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me the same scatters. Therefore I tell you, every sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven the sons of men. However, the blasphemy against the Spirit, the wind overabundant, all surrounding, super overflow, dove, all over the placey, Jonah, to vex, to do wrong, shall not be forgiven. And whoever speaks a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. However, whoever speaks against the holy, focused, determined, Spirit, the wind, overabundant, drive, dove, all over the placey, thwarting diversity by perpetuating the uniformity of poverty, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world nor in the world which is to come. Determine whether the tree is good, according to good fruit, or determine whether the tree is corrupt, according to its bad fruit, for the tree is known by its fruit. Family of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? Surely the mouth awakens, and the heart, mind, speaks. The good man produces out of the treasure of a good heart, mind, good things, and the evil man produces out of the treasure of an evil heart, mind, evil things. And I tell you that every useless and idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account in the day of judgment. In whatever things I find you speaking, in those I shall judge you. For by your words you shall be judged, and by your words you shall be condemned. An evil and hypocritical generation seeks after a sign, and there shall no sign be given it but the sign of Jonah, dove to oppress, to vex, to do wrong, the prophet. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the whale, so shall the Son of Man be buried in the belly of the earth. The men of Nineveh, propagate, habitation, abode, distinction, meadow, shall stand up in the judgment with this generation, and shall condemn it, for they turned in repentance at the words of Jonah, dove to oppress. And behold, one greater than Jonah, to vex, to do wrong, is here. The queen of Sheba, man, seven, oath, curse, shall rise up in the judgment with this generation, and shall condemn it. For she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, diverse harmony. And behold, one greater than Solomon, fair penalty, recompense, is here. But the unclean spirit, when he is gone out of the man, passes through waterless places, seeking rest, and does not find it. Then he says, I will return to my house where I came out. And when he returns, he finds it empty, cleaned out with shovels, safe and adorned and ready. Then he goes and takes with himself seven other spirits more evil than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so, it shall happen similarly to this evil generation. Who is my mother, and who are my brothers? These are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the wishes of my Father, the one who decides, accedes to a wish, who is in the heavens, they are my brother and my sister and my mother. Behold, the sower went out from his house in the morning to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some seeds fell on the road, and the birds came and devoured them, and others fell upon rocks where they had not much soil. And quickly they sprang up, because they had no depth of soil. And when the sun arose and above it became warm, they withered. And because they had no root, they dried up. And others fell upon the thorns, and the thorns grew up and suffocated and darkened them. And others fell upon the good ground and yielded fruit, the first 100 times, the second 60, and the third 30. He that has ears, let him hear. To you it is given to know the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. My secret is for me and the offspring of my house. For whoever has in their hand, to him it shall be given again, and he shall abound. But whoever has nothing from it shall be taken away, even that little which he thinks he has. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they see not, and hearing they hear not. And to them is fulfilled what is said. What was said through Isaiah the prophet, Go and say to this people, hearing you shall hear, but do not comprehend. Seeing you shall see, but do not understand. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and blind their eyes. Otherwise it sees with its eyes, and hears with its ears, and understands with its heart, and returns, and is healed. But happy are your eyes, for they see, and happy your ears, for they hear. For in truth I tell you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see the things which you are seeing, and saw them not, and to hear the things which you are hearing, and heard them not. I will give you what no eye has seen, and no ear has heard, and no hand has touched, and what has never arisen in the human heart. But hear then the parable of the sower. The sower, he is the Son of Man. And the seed which fell on the road? All those who hear the word of the kingdom of heaven and do not understand, an adversary comes and snatches away that which has been sown in his heart. This is what the example of the seed sown on the road represents. And he that was sown upon the rocks, he is the one who hears the word of the mighty one and quickly with joy receives it, but is like the seed which has no root and is in confusion, but endures for an hour. And when a little trouble and persecution comes to them because of the word, an adversary causes them to forget from their heart the word of the mighty one, and he makes no fruit and is offended. And he that was sown among the thorns, this is he that hears the word, and in his desire to gather wealth, unfair mammon, the adversary causes him to forget the word of God and suffocates the word, and he doesn't make any fruit. And he that was sown upon the good ground, this is he that hears the word and understands it, who truly bears fruit, that is good works, and produces from the first 100 times, and from the second 60, and from the third 30. As for the 100, this is the one purified in heart and sanctified in body. As for the 60, this is the one separated from women. As for the 30, this is the one sanctified in matrimony, in body and in heart. The kingdom of heaven is similar to a man that sowed good seed in his field. However, while his men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares also over the wheat, and went away. But when the herb sprang up and produced fruit, then he saw the tares also. And the servants of the owner of the house came and told him, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Why have tares come into it?" And he answered them, "My enemy has done this." And the servants replied to him, We will uproot the tares." But he said to them, "No, for as you collect the tares, you might at the same time root up the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and in the time of the harvest I will say to the reapers, 'Gather up first the tares and bind them in individual bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn.' The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed which a man took and sowed in his field. It indeed is smaller than all the garden herbs. However, when it falls on the tilled ground, it produces a large branch, and it becomes a shelter for the birds of the sky. The kingdom of heaven is similar to leaven which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of flour, and it leavened all of it. In this example, he that sows the good seed is the Son of Man, and the field, it's the world, this age. And the good fruit, these are the righteous. These are the righteous, and the tares, they are the ungodly, of Belial, obsolete, beyond purpose, beyond function. And the enemy that sowed them, he is the adversary, the accuser, and the standing grain at the end, it is the age of the world to come. And the reapers, they are the angels, messengers. As the reapers gather the tares to burn, so it shall be in the end of days. The Son of Man shall send out his angels, messengers, and they shall uproot from his kingdom all evil ones that cause offense, and them that do iniquity, and they shall cast them into the furnace of refining fire. Then shall the righteous shine as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. The one who decides accedes to a wish. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. The kingdom of the heavens is like a treasure hidden in the field which a man found and hid, and in his joy over the value he went and sold all that he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who is a merchant who possessed merchandise and was seeking to buy good pearls. The merchant was prudent. Having found one precious pearl, he went and sold all his merchandise and bought the pearl alone. You too are to seek for the treasure that does not fail, that endures, where no moth comes near to devour, and where no worm destroys. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a drag net that was set into the sea and gathered every kind of fish, which, when it was filled, they drew it up onto the beach. They drew it out on the beach. And the fishermen sat down on the seashore and chose the good and put them into vessels, but the bad they threw away. So it shall be in the end of days. The angels, messengers, shall come and separate the wicked from the midst of the righteous, and shall throw the wicked into the furnace of refining fire. There shall be the weeping and gnashing of their teeth. Have you understood all these things?